Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. This is your host for today. My name is Ryan, and I am all by my onesies. If you're just joining us for the first time, there are usually three of us. Sometimes there's just two of us. Rarely is there one of us, but just with spring break going on right now, we could not all get together, and sometimes this happens, and usually one of us will take the reins for one show, and we call it a one-shot. So this is Ryan's one-shot episode for the week. And I really wanted to talk a little bit about Hollywood Studios. But before I get into that, just real fast, we do have some great episodes coming up over the next few weeks. We've got some trip recap reports. I was just there last week. Dak was there, did a surprise solo trip. And we're definitely going to get into those trips over the next couple of weeks. We've got Sarah, who is a former cast member. She is returning to the show to talk a little bit about the Disney Cruise Line. So we got that coming out. And also we've got our annual March Madness tournament, which will be coming out in a few weeks as well. So lots to look forward to over the next couple of weeks. But like I said, today I wanted to take a few minutes and talk a little bit about Hollywood Studios. I was there just recently with the family for spring break. And you know, I remember visiting Hollywood Studios as a kid. You know, walking down Hollywood Boulevard felt like stepping onto a classic movie set. The park wasn't just about thrill rides. It was about movie magic. I don't know if that's the same today. Honestly, when I was there last week, the feeling that I used to have about Hollywood Studios has faded a little bit. And I kind of wanted to break down a little bit about what's changed, what still works. And, you know, and whether Hollywood Studios has lost some of its spark. You know, one of the biggest things that made Hollywood Studios special was its celebration of filmmaking. The whole park was built around the idea of letting guests step into the world of movies, how they were made, what went on behind the scenes, and kind of the artistry of storytelling. You know, we had attractions like the Great Movie Ride, which I have harped on many, many times on this show, one of my most favorite attractions of all time. You know, it was a love letter to Hollywood's greatest films. The Backlot Tour was another classic, showing guests how special effects and stunt scenes were created. And there was this, remember, I don't know if you guys remember, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, play it. It made you feel like you're actually on the game show. But over time, those experiences have disappeared. Obviously, the Backlot Tour closed. The Great Movie Ride was replaced with Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And while I like that ride, it doesn't really capture that old Hollywood magic. The park doesn't feel like a working studio anymore. It just feels like another Disney theme park with big franchises, or what we like to call big Disney IP, plugged in. And listen, I get it. Disney has to evolve. Walt himself was a progressive. The parks were never going to be finished. Currently, you know, we have Star Wars Land. We have Pixar. I shouldn't say Star Wars Land, it's Galaxy's Edge, right? Toy Story Land. But in that evolution, I think Hollywood Studios has lost some of its original identity. Another issue I have with Hollywood Studios right now is that it doesn't feel connected or feel as connected as it used to. If you look at Magic Kingdom, everything is clearly defined. Fantasyland, Adventureland, Tomorrowland, they all flow together naturally. Even Epcot, with its split between, you know, these neighborhoods up front and the World Showcase in the back, it kind of just makes sense. Hollywood Studios, though, it's kind of all over the place. You've got Sunset Boulevard with that classic Hollywood feel. Then you're suddenly in the world of Toy Story. And then you're in the world of Star Wars. Then you're in some New York themed area, which is going to be going away when they build the new Monsters, Inc. land. But these lands just don't really blend together smoothly. It just feels like separate lands that were added as Disney acquired new IPs. Now, does this ruin the park? No, but it does make it feel a little, well, it makes it feel less like a less cohesive experience and more like a collection of cool attractions that don't necessarily belong together. I would say this. One of the biggest shifts in Hollywood studios has been the focus on rides over experiences. Back in the day, this was a park where you could spend hours watching things happen. Stunt shows, behind-the-scenes effects, movie sets coming to life, attractions like Lights, Motor, Action, and Indiana Jones, Stunt Spectacular, gave the park a unique feel. You weren't just riding rides, you were watching Hollywood magic in action. Now, obviously, Indiana Jones is still there. It's a great show. If you've never seen it, you got to check it out. But now it just feels like it's all about these big ticket attractions, these big ticket rides. And don't get me wrong, I love rides. Rise of the Resistance is one of the most incredible attractions Disney has ever built. But Hollywood Studios used to feel more interactive. And now it just feels like you're going from ride to ride. Even Fantasmic, one of the park's best entertainment offerings, it disappeared for years before finally returning. And at times, it feels like Disney isn't as focused on these entertainment experiences as they once were. Now, one of the things that I experienced last week, now granted, it was spring break, but this is actually becoming a big issue at Hollywood Studios, and that's the crowds, the waiting. Hollywood Studios has some of the longest and most frustrating wait times at Disney World. And I'll get into a little bit of this on next week's episode when Dak and I kind of talk about our trips. And I'll get a little more details into this specific problem. But because the park is so ride-focused now, and because there aren't that many attractions, you end up with insane lines. Rise of the Resistance is easily a 120 minute wait most days. Slinky Dog Dash, minimum 60 minutes. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, minimum 60 minutes. And if you don't use Genie Plus, really it's going to be tough to ride more than 3 or 4 rides in a day on a busy week. Now, obviously, when you go on a less crowded day, you're going to have more luck. But Disney doesn't have down days anymore. They have figured out a way to book their calendar straight 365 days a year. But listen, comparing Hollywood Studios to Magic Kingdom, there are so many more rides there that you can still have a full day even if you don't do the headliners. At Hollywood Studios, if you don't get on Rise, if you don't get on Tower of Terror, you might feel like you missed something or that you missed out on half the park. I don't want to completely bash Hollywood Studios. Despite these issues, there's still a lot to love. Galaxy's Edge is incredible. Walking into Batuu and seeing the Millennium Falcon in person is absolutely incredible. Tower of Terror, I've said this repeatedly, is one of my favorite attractions, probably my most favorite attraction, and it's still one of the best attractions in all of Walt Disney World Resort. Toy Story Land, fantastic, super fun, even if it feels a little cramped. And Fantasmic is, when it's running, it is a top-tier nighttime show. So the park still delivers. But it delivers in a different way than it used to. And I think for a lot of people, myself included, and I know Dak and Randy feel the same way, there is something I think missing right now from Hollywood Studios. I don't think it's lost its luster. I think parts of the park have lost its luster, if that makes sense. It has lost some of that Hollywood filmmaking magic that used to make it unique. It doesn't feel like a celebration of movie making anymore. It just feels like a collection of all these different franchises. But at the same time, it's still an incredible theme park. If you love Star Wars, if you love thrill rides, if you love Disney's newest attractions, and listen, we got, like I said earlier, we got Monsters, Inc. Land coming soon. We've got the retheming of Rock and Roller Coaster, which I know some people are upset about, but I'm actually excited for it. I just wish there was a way to blend the old and the new a little better. Let's keep the big IPs, but maybe bring back more of that behind-the-scenes elements. Let guests, or let us, step back into that Hollywood movie-making world again. That's really all I got to say. What do you guys think? Do you miss the old Hollywood studios, or do you love the way the park is now? I can go either way. I would say, and again, we're going to get into this on next week's episode. I've got some very strong feelings on Hollywood Studios when I was there last week that we'll get into a little bit more detail. Anyway, that's my one shot. Hopefully did not come across as too negative. I love Hollywood Studios. Just having some issues with it right now. Anyway, until next week, guys, you have a great day. Keep Disney alive, and we'll see you next week.